Did I ever tell you about my Aunt Esther, who was a matron in a movie house?
No, but go ahead.
Well, she's a matron in a movie house for years and years and years. And one time she's walking down the aisle, and she sees this guy lying there stretched over about six seats like this. And she said, "Don't you know how to act in a movie house? You can't do that. Just what do you think you're doing? Where did you come from?" He said, "The balcony."
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Yeah, where we need ya. We got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Good morning. Looks like we're in for a few late fines for the class fund today. Barbarino, what are you listening to?
The news.
Barbarino, cough up 25 cent late fine.
What, are you kidding? Just bought this beautiful new radio. I can't afford that.
All right, write an IOU for 25 cents.
Hey, Mr. Carter. Let's count the money in the fund.
Wait, wait, Washington's late. Don't you want to wait till your treasurer gets here?
Nah, I know where it's hid.
Some place to keep your money. Halibut Savings and Loan.
Nice place to go if you ever want to borrow a fin.
Oh, I bet you we got about $1 million in there.
Oh, sure, $1 million.
Or at least $8.
Hey, it's gone. Somebody ripped off the class fund.
Hey. Wait a minute. Looks like some sweat hog made a sweat pig out of themselves.
Wait a minute. Freddy's the treasurer. Where is he anyway?
Yeah, where is Freddy? Have you seen him, Mr. Carter?
Where'd he go?
All right, sit down. Just sit down. Come on, let's not accuse anybody just because they aren't here.
I'm sorry I'm late, Mr. Cartier, but I don't want to leave my new bike outside. There's a whole lot of crooks in this neighborhood.
Yeah, no kidding. And while you was peddling around the neighborhood, the class fund ain't in the fish no more.
So what?
So what? You're the treasurer, man. Did you rip us off?
Did I rip us off?
Yeah, what about
that? Oh, wow.
Oh, you guys are something else.
Oh, remember, you elected me treasurer. Let's give the money to Freddy. We can trust him. Now y'all calling me a thief?
No. Embezzler is a better word.
Story, Freddy.
Yeah.
I got nothing to say.
Oh, wow. Hey, Freddy, guy, look. You stole the money. Just tell us, you know? We'll understand.
Why?
Sorta.
Wait a minute. Everybody's accusing Freddy without stopping to think who else might have done it.
You know something, Mr. Carter? The guy who stole that money must have been, like, really dumb, like the dumbest guy in his classroom. A real idiot. What money?
Everybody knew where the money was hid.
Horseshack, how come you knew exactly how much was in the fish?
Yeah. And what about you, Vincent? With your brand new radio and your jet set lifestyle.
Horseshack, I got this radio from you, remember?
Yeah, for $6, which you still owe me.
Well, that proves it then. I'm broke.
All right, look, how about Freddy's bicycle?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Isaac. And let's just reconstruct events from the last time we saw the money.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, okay, reconstruct away.
Okay. Now, when the bell rang yesterday, Barbarina was the first one outside the door, as usual.
Yeah, and as usual, all the girls followed me.
And I left very quickly, Mr. Carter.
That's right, Arnold, I remember that, because Epstein was chasing you.
Nobody calls me Sheephead, Arnold. Okay, that left you and Freddy.
That's right, Freddy and I were alone. Then I left and I said goodbye to Freddy, who was standing alone by the fish tank.
That's it.
I ain't no thief.
Freddy, just put it back.
I didn't take anything, all right? Nothing.
Look, what you guys are doing to Freddy is called railroading. You're convicting a man without a trial. In this country, you're innocent until you're proven guilty, okay? Now, if you want to have a trial, we'll have one tomorrow.
All right, we'll have a trial. Then we'll convict them.
Hey, what's the matter with you guys? You guys call yourselves my friends, right?
Hear ye, hear ye. Superior Court of Sweat Hog, in and for the state of Buchanan, can begin just as soon as Mr. Carter and the guilty party pull up a chair.
I am going to send your client so far up the river, he's going to come back with gills.
Well, Shaq, will you take off those glasses and that silly novelty nose?
Ha, 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 the joke's on you. I ain't wearing no novelty nose. Oh.
All rise. Court is now in session. The unbearable Vinnie Barbarino presiding.
Barbarino, I told you to wear a black robe.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Cott. I thought you said a bathrobe. All right. Now, opening statements.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, esteemed losing attorney, guilty defendant.
Objection.
Who asked you?
Thank you, Your Honor. I intend to prove to this court that the defendant, Freddie Boom Boom Washington, is guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. Thank you. Your time, Mr. Hart.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I had prepared lengthy defense, but I'm going to talk to you like you're my friends. Because you are. Yeah, certainly is some hot weather we've been having lately. Real scorching. I am honored today to have such a worthy adversary as the big city lawyer, Mr. F. Lee Horshack. I believe with my heart, my soul, and my conscience, this boy committed no crime. Thank you for your time. How am I doing?
You'd be lucky if they don't send you up, too.
All right, the prosecutor, please present his next witness.
I call Bernard Jean Williams. Bernard Jean Williams! Miss Williams.
Yes.
That's a very smart outfit you're wearing today.
Hello.
Now, yesterday you were seen talking to Mr. Washington. Would you please tell the class the subject of that conversation?
Well, Boom Boom was just showing me a bicycle that he bought at a police auction.
For how much?
$8.
$8!
$8!
I am going
going to bury your client so deep, he's going to be the treasurer of Sierra Madre.
Miss Williams, did you ask Mr. Washington where he got the $8?
No.
No further questions.
Miss Williams.
If it please the court, I would like to call my surprise witness. Surprise witness! Surprise witness!
Come on, let's get on with it. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Certainly, Washington did it.
Objection! This witness is hostile.
Thank you, Carter. I'm glad we're finally starting to communicate.
Mr. Wooden, you are looking very chipper this morning. Please tell the court what you saw Washington doing in the halls yesterday.
Counting money.
He was counting money. And what did you do?
I checked to see if my wallet was missing.
And how much money did he have?
I don't know, but it was all in dimes, nickels, and quarters.
It was all in dimes, nickels, and quarters. Your witness, Mr. Carter. This is like taking candy from a baby.
Mr. Woodman, are you currently employed here at Buchanan High School?
No, I'm a jammer in the roller derby.
Mr. Woodman, you are, in fact, employed here, and you are employed in the position of vice principal, isn't that true?
Yes.
For how long have you been the vice principal?
27 years.
27 years, Mr. Woodman. One step away from the top. So close, you could almost touch it. Yet so far away. Frustrating, isn't it?
Yes.
Mr. Woodman, what induced you to testify here today?
Well, now that's easy, Carter. A desire to fulfill my duty as a citizen, an interest in seeing justice served, and last but certainly not least, I saw a clean shot at torpedoing one sweat hog.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I must question the impartiality and the competency of this surprise witness. No further questions.
Well, I think this is a good experience for your students, Carter. In the future, they'll be spending a lot of time in court.
Your Honor, the prosecution rests.
All right. Okay, the defense will now call on its witness.
I only have one witness. I call to the stand Mr. Freddie Boom Boom Washington.
Raise your right hand.
Do not bother. I ain't got nothing to see.
Freddie, I'm only going to ask you one question. Did you take the money? Freddie, say something in your own defense. Freddie, they're going to find you guilty. Your witness.
Aren't we quiet this morning, Mr. Washington? Now, isn't it true that when Mr. Carter left you in the class, you had an easy opportunity to get you the money? Isn't it true that you did, in fact, willfully and knowingly steal the money? Isn't it a fact? Isn't it a fact?
$8 back today.
Better guess again, Barbarino. There's a lot more than $8 here. That's $32.
Hey, Mr. Cutter. The prosecution is willing to discuss a little plea bargaining.
What are you talking about?
Let's pardon Washington, and you and I split the money as legal fees. Mexico awaits.
Okay, cannot pardon somebody unless you first establish that they're guilty. It's a court, not the White House. I want to find out how that fish turned $8 into $32. In an unprecedented move, the defense would like to call as its next witness the prosecuting attorney, F. Lee Horshack.
Me understand.
All right, Horshack, I have some questions about the $32.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the defense must be desperate. Even if I knew anything, you would never get it out of me.
Just take the stand.
I know what you're going to try and do, Mr. Carter. You're going to try and break me down. Me? The man of steel? Well, unless you got some kryptonite on you, you'll never weaken me. I will never crack. Never, never. Never.
You know anything about the $32?
I did it! I put $8 in his mouth so that Freddie wouldn't get into trouble. Oh, I don't know what came over me. Mercy and your Lord.
All right, the witness is excused. Epstein, take the stand.
Do I got it?
That's right. This court does not recognize notes from your mother. Can you throw any light on this mystery that we're unraveling?
I plead the Eighth Amendment.
That's the Fifth Amendment.
Inflation's hitting everywhere.
Well, it sure hit our fish. Did you put money in the fish?
Yeah, sure. Sure I did. I mean, I didn't want my friend Washington to take a bum rap, you know? I mean, I just couldn't see Freddie walking that last mile.
Walk? The way the money's coming in, he could take a cab. All right, you're excused. I call as the next witness, Judge Vinnie Barbarino. Did you put any money in the fish?
Judge, do I got to answer that question? Tell the witness he's got to answer that question. Put me down for $8, would you? I was saving for my college education.
Mr. Carter, well, we all guilty. Between us, me and the girls put in $8, too.
All right. That explains how the $32 got into the fish. But it doesn't explain where the original $8 went. And we're not going anywhere till the shadow of guilt that surrounds my client is lifted.
Has the jury come to a decision?
Yeah, Your Honor. We, the jury, find the defendant guilty as charged.
All right, would you guys come on up to the bench and get your sentence? Come on.
You had a lousy lawyer.
You really gonna do this? You really gonna convict the man on circumstantial evidence?
Yeah, but Mr. Carter, we all know that Freddie is guilty.
Is that right? That's really right.
Well, maybe you might be interested in taking a look at this.
See this. It's a bank book for $8.
That's right. Now, what does that name say?
The Sweet Hogs.
Sweat Hogs. Sweat Hogs.
Sweat Hogs.
Yeah. Right?
Oh, wow. You mean Freddie put our money in a bank?
You know, you never asked me once, Freddie, where's the money? All he said was, Freddie, why did you steal it?
That's right. If you hadn't assumed he was guilty, he would have told you where the money was in the first place.
Hey.
Freddie, what'd you put it in the bank for?
Because a rubber fish don't pay 6% interest.
Oh. Not only were you ready to believe that your friend was a thief, but you made things worse by putting money in a fish and trying to cover up for him. I think everybody owes Freddie a big apology, including myself, because I have my own doubts. I'm sorry, Freddie.
Freddie, I'm real sorry.
Hey, you're
honest.
Sorry.
Real
sorry.
Hey, look. Hey, forget the apologies. You know, I probably would have convicted me too under the same circumstances.
So, what are we gonna do with the $32?
I say we give it to Frederick Boom Boom Washington, our class treasurer, for safekeeping.
It's all right. Hey, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take all this money. We're going to put it in the bank. We're going to all be typhoons.
That's tycoons.
No typhoons. Because at the end of the year, we going to all blow it.
Julie.
What?
Guess where I have my hands. No, guess.
A butterfly.
Nope.
A flower.
No, guess again.
Gabe, this is stupid. All right. An elephant.
What color?
Those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back.